gave me this thought, and I'm going to give it to you this morning. 1 Kings chapter 21.
Move these flowers for me here, Brother Ray. Move them up. Yeah. Hey, everybody, get you a seat now and get settled down, and so we can read this scripture this morning. Here's a man here in the Bible that I want to look at his life. I've used this for another message, but this morning we'll use this a little bit different. 1 Kings chapter number 21 and verse 20. 1 Kings chapter 21 and verse 20. And Ahab said unto Elijah, "Hast thou found me, O mine enemy?" And he answered, "I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord." Now, here's a man, Bible said, that he sold himself, sold out. And that's what I want to preach about this morning. And I'm going to use this little sign right here. And I'm going to use this as a thought today. And I'd like to preach on the subject this morning of our lives and our kids and our home and our churches and our testimony. And the title of the message is, Not for Sale. Not for Sale. Now, I'm going to try to see if I can get this stick right here. And I want you to look at this while I'm preaching this morning. And give me your attention. And if you can't see it over there, it'll say, Not for Sale. Not for Sale. There are some things in life that ought to just not be for sale. Isn't that right? Wouldn't you agree with that? I'm telling you, we're living in a generation today where people say, well, everything's for sale. If you got enough money, you can have anything, buy anything. But I'm telling you, we've cheapened things that are really important. And there ought to be some things in our life, young people. There ought to be some things in our life, mamas and daddies, teenagers, that's just absolutely not for sale. No matter what the price is offered. Now, there's some things like that to me. Now, I'll be honest with you. I've had people tell me that I know, especially businessmen that love money, they'll say, anything to sell. And I know what they mean. They mean if you offer them enough money, you can have their house, their car, whatever. And I agree with that, too. If you offer me enough money, I'll sell you my house. I love my house. I love living in Hopcom Holler, where I've lived about all since I was 6 years old. But, brother, if you come up and say, I'll give you $1 million for it, it's yours today. I'll guarantee it. That's for sale. My forerunner out there, me and that thing's got some personal history, you know. Me and Brother Ray dug that thing out of a junkyard, took that thing. I had people say, you're crazy, that thing will never be no count. But it's got 112,000 miles on it, never had one thing done to it. Perfect. That motor is perfect. We put it together. Somebody asked me what year it is. I said, it's a 99 and a half. Half of it's 2000, and half of it's a 99. But you come up and offer me $25,000 for it this morning, sure. You can take it home. I'll get all my stuff out of there. I'd sell it. I ain't really wanting to, but I'd sell it. But then there's some things this morning, if you come up and said, Danny, I'll give you this much money, if you wouldn't have this or that, I would have to tell you it's not for sale, no matter for no price. That means there's not enough money in Burke County to buy certain things. My salvation, of course, is one of them. If you offered me, and you may think I'm just talking, but if you offered me this room full of money and every bit of gold in Fort Knox and said, I'll give it to you if you'll not be saved no more, I'd say, my salvation's not for sale. It's not for sale. I don't care how much, because in my mind I know it don't matter how much money I got, I'm going to lose it all one of these days, then I'm going to die and go to hell forever and ever and ever. It's not for sale. Lady, listen, there's some things that's more important than money, and there's some things that we ought to just say, it's not for sale. Our homes ought not to be sale. I'm not talking about our house. I'm not about our home. Yeah, our children ought not to be for sale. I mean, what do you think happens to little girls like Britney Spears? Her mom sees the glitz and the glory, and they say, man, this kid's going to make us rich and all that. They sell them. They sell them. But my kids didn't sell this morning. My kids are not for sale. I've got too much invested in them. And if the world came up and said, Danny Castle, we're going to take one of your girls and make them a model, and they're going to be a supermodel and make the work get rich and you all become millionaires, I would say they're not for sale. And if they said yes, I'd shoot them. Amen. Really. I'm telling you the truth this morning. There's some things that are absolutely, we're just not going to do. Amen. I know there's a lot of Christian girls. Look at me, girls. There's a lot of Christian girls that say, well, I'll live for God and I'll go to church. But, buddy, if they was to offer me that, you better believe I'd go to California and I'd be on this. There ought to be some things that you say, I'm going that far and no further. I'll go that line and not cross that line. There's some things you can't pay me to do. They're not for sale. Sometimes people really want to buy something bad, and the owner says, not for sale. Everybody says, they say, has a price, but that's not true. They say back in the old days over in Paris, France. In Paris, France, in the old days, they had a place, and they called it the morgue. And it was a place where they put alcoholics who were hopelessly addicted to alcohol. And they couldn't quit and didn't want to quit. And they put them in there and let them live. And they just let them drink themselves to death. And they said on a regular basis, you'd see them carrying them poor people out on slabs and just take them out and bury them. They sold out and just give up for the addiction that their body had to alcohol. Let's talk about it for a few minutes this morning. And let's see some things that people sell out for. Number one, some sell out for property. Some people sell out for property. In the Bible, there's a story about a man by the name of Ahab. And this man, Ahab, he wanted his king. And his wife, he was married to a wicked woman. And God pity the man who's married to a wicked woman. Life is hard enough without being married to a wicked woman. Say amen right there. That's right. That's right. Life is too hard already. And his wife was named Jezebel. And the Bible said that Naboth had this vineyard. This fellow in his kingdom had a vineyard. And Ahab wanted that vineyard. And he said, how much you take for that? I'll buy it from you. And Naboth said, my vineyard's not for sale. He said, it's not for sale. I don't want it. And brother, you know what? His wife stirred him up. She said, won't you just kill him? You want that property? Get it. And it was like in these movies and stuff where they sit up at night and they're drinking and they're hashing out a plot. And they're saying, why don't you, let's just get it. You can have him shot. You're the king. He can't tell you no. You can get whatever you want. He said, I want that property. He had all kinds of property, but he wanted that property. He had all kinds of vineyards, but he wanted that vineyard. Isn't it amazing how that no matter how much people get, there's always something else they want. And they think, if I just had that, it would make me happy. Got all this stuff, but I still want that. Got all these cars, still want that other car. Got all these houses, still want that house. Listen, and they all said it's not for sale. Well, you know the story. They had him killed, and he took his land and property. He sold out for property. Many a time, there's been business deals hatched up in these offices late at night where you see these big buildings and the lights are still on. They're in there plotting and they're plotting. Well, we can do that and we can get the government to shut them down or call OSHA or the EP or environmental people and we'll get that shut down so we can get this land and build our housing projects and we'll get them and we'll make millions of dollars and this big corporation wants to come into town and some businessmen steps up and says, no, well, if I do that, they'll put all my little businesses out of business. So he does some kind of cheating and buys the sheriff, or not the sheriff, but the city council and all them people. And, there's all kinds of people just selling out for property. I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, it's not worth it. There ought to be some things we refuse to do, even if it means property. Well, let me say secondly this morning, some are selling out for profit. Some are selling out for a profit. Now, listen, let me talk to you about making your money a minute. Let me talk about making money. Any amount of money that you make working hard and being honest, you deserve and you are entitled to. Have at it. Enjoy yourself. I hope you become a millionaire. I really mean that. You think I'm kidding. I really mean. I would that God bless everybody in here financially. I mean that. I wish you all of you to have a comfortable life, enjoy, have a nice car, and have things. I really wish that for everybody in here. Everything you get being honest and working hard, you are entitled to. You are not entitled to pulling strings and cheating and lying and having and doing things in order to make a profit. Are you listening to me? It's not worth it. You're selling out for a profit. You're selling out your conscience. You're selling out your morals. I know people that have made a lot of money selling drugs. I know a lot of people that have made money bootlegging liquor. I know a lot of people, I mean, you see them riding down the road for brand new Cadillac, and you say that Cadillac was bought with the blood of people splattered out here on the highway that drunk that liquor that man sold them. That's not worth it, brother. That's not worth it. You know what we call that money they sell alcohol with? You call that blood money. Because it's responsible for the death on the highway. Some people sell out for profit. Men take jobs. I've seen a lot of Christian men that was in a good Bible-believing church and loved the Lord, and their kids was growing up and singing in the youth choir and participating. And they got a job offer in Colorado or something like that. And brother, I've seen them same Christian men sit down with their family and say, you know what? I can take this job in Colorado and make 10 times what I'm making here. I want that money. I want that money. I want that money. Are you listening to me? I said, I want that money. And somebody sets them down and say, is there a good church in the area? No. Is there any Bible preachers in the area? No. Is there any King James Bible thumping, hellfire, damnation, Holy Ghost, soul winning, youth choir in the area? No. I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't do it. I'd rather make $10,000 less a year and keep my family in a good Bible-believing church where our kids could grow up serving God than I had to take them off somewhere where they can't hear about God. People sell out for a profit. You listen to me? And one of these days they'll come back and say, what happened to my kids? My kids have gone wild. They've lived. Well, they, listen, I'm not saying you shouldn't take a better job to get it, but there's one thing you better be sure of. If your family would be better off spiritually. If they're not, you're selling out for a profit. Say amen right there. Say amen. Judas sold the Lord out for 30 pieces of silver. Amen. They ought to be a big for sale, not for sale sign, and say, my church life and my church and my family and my kids' spiritual welfare is not for sale. I heard about, did I hear this week, I caught it on the news down there, they was all talking about Paul McCartney and his wife getting a divorce, Heather Mills. They was only married like, I think, 4 years. I just caught one little part of it. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was like 4 years. And Heather Mills, I don't know what she was. What was she, a model or something? Actress or whatever? Anyway, they got married. And Paul McCartney is worth a lot of money. And that blood money too, buddy. The drug addicts and all these years that the Beatles philosophy produced. And Paul McCartney, they got divorced the other day, and they was fighting over money. She's wanting money in their divorce, and she got $105 million in their divorce settlement for her and that little kid to live off of. I mean, they won't have needs they had to be met. She got $105 million. And they said on the news, I think it was Sean Hannity, or one of them guys, I forget which one it was, said that divided up to $75,000 a day she got for being married to him. I know some of you think, oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to find me some old rich geezer, and I'm going to marry him, and then I'm going to divorce him in 4 years and have me $75,000 a day. Anna Nicole tried that, and it backfired on her. But I'm going to tell you something, brother. It turned out, I think it's $52 a minute she made while she was married to him. $52 a minute. I wouldn't either. I would not. Listen, some things not for sale. $75,000 a day. Andy said he'd marry Paul McCartney $75,000 a day. No, he didn't. But anyway, I'm telling you something, brother. That's a profit, ain't it? That's a profit, ladies. You get $75,000 a day. have his sorry hat. But I'm telling you this morning, some people sell out for a profit. Number three, let me say the hurdle this morning. Some sell out for politics. I said some sell out for property. Some sell out for profit. Some sell out for politics. Many, you know, somebody asked me one time. They come up. It's been years ago, Marion. I was just young. And they come up and they said, Brother Danny, what does politics even mean? And I didn't know. And I said, well, I know poly. I tried to break down the word. I said, poly. Poly means plural, like poly. Poly means plural, a bunch of. I know what poly means. And I know what tick is. It's a bloodsucker. I said, well, it means many bloodsuckers. I don't know. I really don't know what it means. That's my definition. And some sell out for politics. Did you know that? Now, I know that some of you are getting mad because I know Brother Derek, he talks about it. And it's election year, and you're going to hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it from now to November. And we're going, honestly, I'm going to try to leave that alone as much as I possibly can. I don't even want to hear. I'm sick of it myself already. But I'm going to tell you something. You would be surprised at the people who sell out for some kind of political advantage. How many men do you think, behind closed doors, they sit him down and he said, I'm going to run for office. And they say, look, you ain't got a chance as long as you stand where you stand. That's why usually the guy with the highest moral standards has no chance of winning. That old Ron Paul guy, he ain't got a chance. He's got stricter standards than any of them. Huckabee, he ain't got a chance. I wish you that he don't have a prayer. He'll never make it. You know why? Too straight. He's not willing to sell out. Anybody who wins the president is going to have to sell something somewhere. Don't everybody get quiet all at the same time. I'm telling you, you cannot stand. You cannot stand on the principles of this book, on right and wrong, thou shalt not kill, no abortion, nothing, and get elected president. You have to sell out somewhere. They said Huckabee was a preacher. And I said, I don't know if he is or not, but if he was, he took a big step down to run for president. I'm telling you, standing and preaching this Bible to people on Sunday morning is 1,000 times more important in the sight of God than being president of the United States. I'm not going to sell out for politics. Lord, you couldn't pay me to be one of them things. I don't understand why anybody would want to be. People swallow the lie. You know what bothers me is the average person swallows the lies of politicians. What even makes you think they tell the truth? And here, all you got to do to get elected nowadays is jump up and say, we're going to change. We need change. We need change. I'm not going to tell you what the change is. I have no clue. It probably won't even change. But it sounds good. Let's all vote. Amen. That's all you got to do is say, them people ain't no good. We know what to do. And you can get elected. I'm telling you this morning, it'll not happen. You'll sold out for politics. You'll be ashamed. You'll be ashamed one of these days. Amen. They say, well, we need someone in Washington. We need someone in Washington. We need implying those that are in Washington. Don't know what to do. Well, they probably don't, and you probably don't either. I'm telling you this morning, we shouldn't sell out for politics. Amen? Amen. I mean, promises. You know how they did it? You know how you get elected? You get all the homosexuals together, and they'll say, you want our vote? Then you push our agenda. Now, a man's got a choice to make. Is he going to push their agenda or do without their votes? You see, understand what I'm saying? He sells out for their votes. You sell out for politics. Amen? You know, you're a good example. Also this week, the preacher and me went down to High Point Friday morning to look at that youth camp that we're thinking about taking the kids to this summer in June. And he came and picked me up. And we was watching the news there for a minute. I said, look at that, preacher. You're getting ready to tell that verdict of that Bobby Cutts guy. Remember about a year ago, they found his wife or girlfriend dead, and he's on Fox News the other morning. They found her dead, and it was a big thing. He said he wasn't nowhere around, and the kid said, Mommy's screaming, Mommy's wrapped up in the blanket, Mommy's, Daddy's mad, stuff like that. And he swore it down. He didn't do it, swore it down. Finally, somebody come and said, yes, he was involved, and he said it was an accident. He accidentally hit her with the elbow. They got in an argument, and he tried to lie out of it. Well, she was pregnant, and they convicted him Friday morning of murder. And you know what they said? I sat there and I just wanted to preach. I sat there and I thought, God! And when they read that verdict, they said, he's charged with aggravated murder on that fetus. That's what they said. He killed her, so it automatically killed the baby. He's charged with two murders. Just like Scott Peterson out in California was charged with double homicide. You kill a woman and she's pregnant, they have charged you with two murders. In the very next segment, they'll have somebody on that says a woman can kill that baby anytime she wants to, and it's her right to do that, and that's not killing, that's an abortion, because it's really not a person, it's a fetus. If that fetus was murdered by Bobby Cutts, are you listening? We already heard that in Sunday school. Let's just get it settled down. Let's just settle it down. You listening? Y'all are listening to me. Don't make me come back here. And you don't think, I get big and mean when I'm preaching sometimes. Now if you listen to me this morning, or y'all listen to what I'm saying. If that was murder, ain't that right, Sarge? If that was murder, when Bobby Cutts killed that woman and killed that baby, if that was murder, then it's murder for a doctor to take an instrument and kill a baby while it's still in a mama's womb. And all God's people said, amen. Well, I think, it don't matter what you think, that's what they said on the neck. If that was murder, that's murder. You say, I got a right to do what I want to in my own body. You sure do. Kill yourself. You don't have a right to kill your baby, though. Some sell out for politics. Number four, some sell out for popularity. Some sell out for popularity. Girls will do anything. Did you hear? Some girls are suing that the guy that made all them girls gone wild. He goes around to spring break or whatever and films girls, you know, drunk, not knowing what to do and acting stupid, and then they come back and sue him. Now, the truth is, if you don't want somebody taking your picture out in public, you better just not do it out in public. Yeah. Amen? They come back and sue me, underage girls and stuff like that. And, brother, you know that there are teenage girls all over this country. You girls listen to me? There are teenage girls all over this country that would do anything to get on one of them videos. They said, I would do anything. I'll take my shirt off. I'll do whatever. I would love. They're selling out. If you got a brain in your head, girls, you'd say, hey, this one right here ain't for sale. Tell them. You will not get popular and successful in this world unless you're willing to sell out. When Britney Spears first started out, she was a somewhat clean little girl. Sweet little girl. She did an innocent song. Some of her song when she first started, Mouseketeers, all of that stuff. And then she came to a place where they said, are you willing to do this? And she had to make a choice. You can't get popular in Hollywood unless you're willing to sell out. They won't want you. Look at Britney Spears now. It started out innocent. Let me give you another example of that right now. Hannah Montana. Boy, that done hit the nerve right there. You know what? They're portraying her. Old Billy Ray, he didn't ever have about two hits. He had two hits, Achy Breaky Heart and something. I don't know what it was. He had two songs, and now he's getting rich off his daughter. I mean, he's a pretty smart man, I guess. But you know what? She tries to keep a clean image. As far as I know, I don't know nothing about it. I just hear it everywhere I go. I hear it from Walmart. I walk in. I hear it. That's on the video. I was in Walmart tonight. And all through the story, she gets the best of both worlds. I said, Lord have mercy, that song drives me crazy. It's everywhere you go. She's on tour right now making millions and millions, and she's only like 16 or something. And I'm going to tell you something. You listen to me? Remember Brother Benny prophesying right now. Are you listening? There'll come a point in her career real soon in the next couple of years where she's going to make a choice. If she's going to go on and have a big career, she's going to sell. If she refuses to, she'll be snuffed out and you'll never hear of her again, and some other little old sleaze will come up and take her place. But if she goes on, if she goes to what they call the next level, she going to have to take her clothes off in front of the camera. Oh, no, she's just talented and she's funny and all that. They don't want you unless you're willing to do what they want you to do. When she reaches 18, brother, you mark her down. She'll sell out or her career will be over.
She can't sing that good.
Huh? I mean, she can sing, but so can 10 million other girls. They want somebody to sell. They want somebody to sell. Listen to me, girls! Hey, every young lady in here this morning, girls, listen to me! Listen to me! Listen, girls! Listen, girls! All you girls that are virgins, you say, it is not for sale. It is not for sale. I don't care if the cutest boy on the high school football team asks you out. It's not for sale. I ain't selling out. I ain't selling out. I'm not selling out for politics or popularity just so I can be popular at school.
AC/DC said they did. Black Sabbath had out an album, said we sold our soul for rock and roll. They sold their soul to be popular.
Would you sell yours to be popular? You know this today? We had another massacre up here in Illinois. Bright, smart, educated young man, good student, walked in that car, shot like 20-something people, killed 6, and then killed himself before they could stop him. That's 10 this week. This week, they're on news the other day saying, we don't know what in the world's going on. We have 10 students shot and killed in schools this week. What in the world going on? Well, we know what happened. We sold out our schools many years ago, back in the early 60s. We said, no God, no Bible, no Ten Commandments. Said something about in Sunday school, and you have no, that's the price you pay. That's the price you pay. Ladies and gentlemen, them little Olsen girls, look at them. They're pitiful now. They're rich, but they had to sell out to get it. Lindsay Lohan had to sell out to get it. You like Brad Pitt, any of them guys like that, they're going to say, are you willing to do this? No, we don't need you. Are you willing to do this? Yeah, you get rich. Sold it!
Every girl in here this morning, every young man say, there ain't enough money in North Carolina to get me to take my clothes off in front of a camera and be on TV. Say amen.
And if you say, boy, if they give me enough money, I would. You're crazy. It's not for sale. You say, boy, if one of my kids could go out there and be in a rock band and be a devil worshiper and make me rich, I'd do it. Nuh-uh, you're crazy, buddy.
Something's not for sale. Some sell for popularity. Number 5. Some sell for pleasure.
In the Bible, in John chapter 14, the Bible said, Herod the king, that's an interesting story. All these stories I get is in the Bible. Herod the king sat there, and it was his birthday. Always something special like that. And Herodias' daughter, that was his brother Philip's wife, so it wasn't really his daughter, it was his stepdaughter. She about 14 came in and did some kind of dance. And she did the wrong kind of dance in front of that king. He's about half drunk, and everybody's in there cutting up, and John the Baptist was in jail. And Herod had respect for John, even though he didn't live right, even though he didn't receive his message, even though he didn't get saved. The Bible said he feared John. Now, listen to this story. This is your average man in town here. This is your average politician in Burke County. This is that public official or a businessman. He feared John. He was scared of the preacher. He knew he was God's man. But then the little girl comes in and dances. His lust is stirred up. The liquor's in him. He said, come here, honey. Half of my kingdom, whatever you want, you can have.
She went and asked her wicked mama. And her mama filled with demons. She could have said a new camel. She could have said all the hottest clothes has just come out in Hollywood there. She said, no, I want the head of John the Baptist, that preacher, on a big platter. Get his head. And the Bible said she went back to the king. She said, I want John the Baptist's head. And the king was sorry. He was sorry.
He said, "Man, I like that guy. I think he's God's man. I think." But he was in a choice where he had to please his wife, or please the crowd, or keep his word, or turn his back on God's man and the truth. And he sold out and had that man's head cut off. And John died and shed his blood because King Herod sold for pleasure. The prodigal son, same way. Some Sunday school teacher said one time, she told that story to all their little kids. And she said, "Now, boys and girls, what would you have said if they had said, he'd give you half your kingdom?" And she said she wanted John the Baptist's head. And one little kid said, "I'd have told him John's head was in the other half of the kingdom." That's a good answer. But I'm going to tell you something, brother. Some sell out for pleasure. There is pleasure in sin. There is. The Bible said they are. Sin can make you feel good. Sin can thrill you. Sin, hey, but let me tell you, it's not worth selling out for. Not worth selling your mind, your body. You will pay a price. Girls, boys, drugs. Not drugs are, that's the biggest ripoff you've ever been involved in your life. Somebody will say, "Man, this will make you feel good." You'll take that pill, shoot that thing in your vein, smoke that joint, whatever. It'll give you a high. But you know what you're doing? You're selling your sanity. You're selling your clear conscience. You're selling your peace of mind. You're selling your victory. You're selling your peace with God. You're selling your better judgment. You're messing up your life. You are selling out for pleasure. Many people tonight, all they live for is pleasure. They say, "I can't wait the weekend. Man, we're going up here and we're going to get high and we're going to party and we're going to have all these women in, all these men in, and we're going to get drunk and indulge in the pleasures of the flesh." And millions today are selling out for pleasure. But I'm telling you, the Bible said that pleasure is just for a season. They said this girl was up at Niagara Falls years ago, and she was, and there was a pretty little, some flowers growing out of the bank. If you've ever been to Niagara Falls, they got a fence, real pipes around there where you can only get so close. Because, man, that thing, if you got up there that close, you get dizzy. It'll just suck you off of there. There's so much water going over that thing. I mean, I forgot how many millions of gallons a minute. It's unbelievable. And she wanted that flower, and she kept reaching over trying to get it, and reaching over trying to get it, and she lost her balance and over and plunged to her death. And they got to talking about it, and they said, "The girl that went, that died for a flower." You sat here this morning, you said, "It's crazy. Nobody in the right mind would do that." Ladies and gentlemen, some of you here this morning are selling out for just as little a price as that girl going over Niagara Falls for a flower. Alcohol, drugs, all these things. You're going to pay a price for that you ain't willing to pay one of these days. Let me ask you a question. See what you think. Everybody listen, I'm going to say this and I'm through. Over in Africa, there's all kinds of tribes, and I read about this one certain tribe. They elect a king every 7 years. That king has total power. Absolute dictator. He calls life or death. He says who lives or dies. He can have anything, have any luxury, anything he wants brought to him for 7 years. Every 7 years, they elect a new king over the tribe. They say there's thousands of men apply every 7 years to be king. Only one catch. At the end of that 7 years, you die. You can have anything you want for 7 years. All the money, all the pleasure, all the luxury that tribe can afford, which probably ain't as much as what most of us are used to even living with. But you die after the 7 years. Oh, you say, "Preacher, that's crazy." No way. I wouldn't want to live my life and have anything I wanted for 7 years if I knew I was going to die as soon as it's over. Well, listen to this. First thing, you don't even know if you've got 7 years. You may not have 7 hours, and you're selling out. Somebody better do some business with God here this morning, because you're getting a warning. You may not have 7 days, and you're not willing to live right. for 7 days. You say, Lord, let me ask you a question. Don't raise your hand. But how many people in here would take that deal? If I said you can have anything you want, go anywhere you want, all the money you want, 7 years, and then we'll keep. Don't raise your hand. Would you do it? I wouldn't. You say, boy, I would. I wouldn't. I'm happy enough just like I am. Let me go on no ways. I mean, I ain't got everything I want, but Lord have mercy. What makes you be happy if you did? If you got everything you want, you'd say, is this all there is to it? They killed him. Mark chapter 8, verse 37, the Bible said, what will it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? He sold it too cheap. He sold it too cheap. In my rock music presentation, I got one of those rappers on there, and one of his raps is that I sold my soul to the devil and the price was cheap. Sold my soul to the devil and the price was cheap. Some of you selling out this morning. We need some people here this morning that will get in this altar this morning and say, Lord, there's going to be some things in my life that's just not the same. My faith, my home, my family, it's not for sale. I have heard, why they come get us a song? I have heard Christian ladies say, well, I don't ever want to have an affair and everything, boy, but if Tom Cruise come my way, I'd take off with him. You're a fool, woman. See, I was just joking. You're crazy reading thinking like that. What you're saying is, if the price is right, I'd sell. God have mercy on your backslid heart. There ought to be some things.